It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, 10 minutes now past 8 o'clock. Good morning. 1380 WPHM Morning Show rolling right along. You heard in the news just a few minutes ago about efforts to basically take away a local township's ability to regulate things such as wind and solar energy. Of course, that whole debate playing out on the local level in Fort Gratiot Township, where a massive solar array is being proposed. That has to go through the Planning Commission. I think they'll be meeting in a couple more days up there to discuss things further in Fort Gratiot. But this action by the state legislature, and you heard from the Wales Township supervisor about the concerns that she had about this, figured that this would be a good topic to discuss with Kimball Township supervisor Rob Usikowski. Rob, good morning, and welcome back to WPHM.
Morning, Caleb.
Hey, so what was your first reaction when you heard that the state legislature was looking at taking away a local zoning board's basically authority over these wind and solar projects?
My first response was to contact as many legislators as I could. So I sent out emails to a lot of them expressing my concerns about the legislation. Not only does it take away our right to zone, and that's a quality of life issue. So we zone everything, right? So we determine where various types of businesses and developments are going to be at in the township. And being stripped away from us creates an issue with quality of life, because people that stay out in the countryside portion of Kimball Township, they want it to stay country, and throwing a bunch of solar farms or wind farms or whatever it might be, it'd probably be solar in our area, but would definitely impact the quality of life for people. But there's other things. Eminent domain is obviously an issue, and the governor's got a push to be pretty much either on solar or wind here by 2035 mm-hmm. or 2050, depending on what you hear. But that's going to take a lot of effort to get to there. And I don't know that you're going to have enough landowners willing to give up property for those types of developments. So I think eminent domain also becomes a concern.
Are you aware of any projects in the pipeline or people looking at Kimball Township? Obviously, Fort Gratiot was the one that made the news most recently, but has Kimball Township been approached, landowners been approached in your township about doing something similar?
Yeah, absolutely. There's quite a few landowners that have been approached. I think companies right now, they're getting feelers out there, trying to find where they could possibly develop. And it's the big cities that are going to need the energy more so than rural areas, but you don't have areas in those big cities to construct a solar field, so to speak. So it's going to be areas like ours that are going to be definitely impacted by it. But yeah, definitely some of our landowners have been contacted.
Do you have ordinances in place, Rob, in Kimball Township regarding that type of land use?
We didn't. And about 8 months ago, we put a moratorium on those types of developments so that we could develop an ordinance related to that. So that's something that's in the process. But if this legislation passes, it's going to be pretty useless.
Yeah, and this would essentially take that control away, put it with the Michigan Public Service Commission. You know, they're the ones that are charged with regulating things such as energy rates and, you know, renewable energy and that sort of thing. But this is not the first time that something like this has been proposed to take away local control of zoning and put it at a statewide commission level. I know there have been several pushes recently, all of them unsuccessful, but to put gravel and sand quarries into that same kind of category and to have the state control that instead of the locals.
Right, yeah, that definitely has been an issue for quite some time now. But even like site plan review, this current legislation would remove site plan review, and you're putting that on a legislative body that specifically is focused on rates and really doesn't have the experience on site plan review, and you're passing along that responsibility to them. So there's a whole lot of issues beyond just the local control. You're putting people that aren't experienced in site plan review and other things, and giving them that responsibility. So
we're speaking to Rob Usikowski, who's a Kimball Township supervisor, And I want to revisit something you mentioned earlier about, you know, Kimball Township having that rural feeling, that country feeling. But I feel like it is starting to feel a little more suburban, certainly in some areas of Kimball Township. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, but Kimball Township was one of the few communities in St. Clair County that actually saw population growth in the 2020 census.
Yeah, we did. So most of that growth, though, we're pretty focused on, most of our growth you're going to see is going to be east of Wadhams, and try to keep that more open space on the west side of Wadhams.
So there are kind of, at least some kind of, there's a little bit of strategy as far as to, you know, these new developments, and including one that just opened last week, which is at New Aldi, which, again, people will say it's in Marysville, but it's actually on the other side of the range, which puts it in your jurisdiction.
It does, yeah. So that was a nice addition to the township. They did a soft open on Wednesday and then an official grand opening on Thursday, but fits right in with that area right there that we see quite a bit of commercial development. We've got another development going across the street from that. On the other side, we've got a 57-unit senior care facility that's going to go in over there. And then we've got two housing developments going on as well. So we got quite a bit going on.
That's interesting. Yeah, you're talking. So you're just talking on the south side of Gratiot, essentially.
It is. Yeah, right across from Myers there.
Oh wow. Yeah, that is big news. And I know you got stuff going on the Wadhams exit on 69 too, right?
Yeah. So we've got two housing developments. One at Griswold and Wadhams. That's single family housing. And then up on Allen Road, north of Lapeer, we've got another one. Got a gas station going in there. That's a Sunoco that's owned by the same person that owns the Sunoco at Taylor and Lapeer. And then we've got a Dollar Tree. I don't know how many more dollar stores we need, but they do their market studies. So, but we've got a Dollar Tree going in on Wadhams. And then A&W's finally made it through the planning commission process, so they'll start constructing soon.
That's a lot of stuff going on all at once.
Yeah. It is a lot, yeah.
We're speaking to Rob Usikowski from Kimball Township about some of the exciting developments happening in Kimball Township. Also something not too exciting is the smell that has been coming from the St. Clair County landfill. You know, what's interesting about Kimball Township and is that you look at this, and of course, you know, Port Huron is the county seat, and there's a lot of county government offices in the city of Port Huron and in Port Huron Township, but you go over to Kimball Township, and you're home to both the St. Clair County International Airport and the St. Clair County landfill.
Right.
And you've been getting a little bit of unpleasant gas coming from the latter.
Yeah, unfortunately. So I guess we're not the only landfill in the area that's got a similar issue. Northville in Wayne County and Rochester in Oakland County are all having the same issues, and that is smell, which is, most people think it's methane, but methane gas has no smell. It's actually hydrogen sulfide, which is created as garbage and other things deteriorate. But unfortunately, this has been going on for 4 months, so we're kind of getting at a point where we need to see a resolution. Honestly, it's pretty rare that you smell anything with the landfill, but last year and now specifically this year more so, we've had a pretty persistent and pretty strong odor coming from there. I'm going to say probably going on about 4 months.
Is the township satisfied with some of the remedies that the county is working on?
I would say not really. We're actually going to propose a resolution at our meeting Tuesday night that we'll take to the County Board of Commissioners, really kind of asking them for three things. Right now, I don't think they fully know or understand exactly what's causing the issue. And as a result, they're kind of just taking guesses at what might fix it. So we're going to ask them, hey, go find an outside consultant to hire to help you resolve that issue. We're also going to ask that they, right now we have a solid waste management plan that's filed with the state of Michigan. Garbage that's collected in St. Clair County cannot leave St. Clair County. So if we were to do something like close or seek a court order to close the landfill, the garbage has no place to go. So we're going to ask that they amend that so that in the future, if this happens, we can at least temporarily stop bringing garbage in and get it fixed. And then the other thing we're going to ask is, you know, people are concerned about health. So we're going to ask that they put up some monitors for gas or hazardous gas and see if any of those are present and then take action if there are.
I know the county has been increasingly seeking trash from out of state and out of country, and you've been seeing more and more of those Canadian garbage trucks coming into Kimball Township. Is that maybe a specific area of concern that the township might consider going down that route?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the issue or if it's, I mean, it could be. I mean, we've had a lot of rain this year, so it could be, you know, a water issue. I don't understand landfills and how they operate or, you know, how they break that stuff down, but they need a specific mix of items to make it work correctly, and that's what they're trying to achieve. But something's not working right now. So,
yeah, absolutely. I'm interested to see if some of these fixes do work. And again, you guys are going to be taking up a resolution. But ultimately, what authority really does the township have to regulate this sort of thing?
I mean, we have a landfill regulation and ordinance, but it's pretty vague. About our only action would be to possibly take it to circuit court. I know that Northville Township did that and seek a stop to operations until they get it fixed under a nuisance odor. But other than that, I don't really have – most of that's regulated by State of Michigan and Eagle.
Gotcha. We'll continue to follow that as things develop. But I have been hearing that it has been pretty bad this year. So hoping that there is some kind of resolution to that. We're talking to Rob Usikowski from Kimball Township. He's a supervisor there. Of course, Kimball Township got some of that COVID relief money, as did townships and cities all across the nation, essentially, got money from the federal government. And you guys still holding on to some of that, trying to figure out what to do with it?
Yeah, we are. So our whole goal with it was to try to maximize that money. So we've been looking for grants that kind of complement some of the things that we wanted to do. So we redid Sparling Road and worked with the Road Commission, got a local road funding assistance for that. So we shared the money. So again, we just kind of took the money that we got from COVID and multiplied it. And so that's kind of what we're looking for. We're looking to just kind of duplicate that money. But we've spent it on parks. We're putting new roofs on all our pavilions. We needed to buy a new truck for our DPW, so we did that. And then we've fixed Sparling Road. So we've still got probably about $600,000 left that we haven't committed to yet.
I know the county's budget cycle is on, like, the calendar year. I know other municipalities go, like, I think it's June to June. Is that what budget cycle are you on in Kimball Township?
We're in April 1st to March 31st.
Why is everyone different?
It's a good question. I don't know.
So it's not quite budget time, but obviously we turn the calendar over to 2024, you'll start looking at putting some of that stuff together in Kimball Township.
Yeah, correct.
Yep. Anything else we should know about?
That's a lot going on, and we just hope things keep running smooth. We're finishing up our master plan updates. We did some surveying from residents. We got some great input from the community, and hoping to put some of that into action.
All righty. Kimball Township Supervisor Rob Usikowski out there. Thanks for giving us an update on everything happening in Kimball Township, and you have a good rest of your year if we don't talk to you before the end of the year. I know it's quickly coming up, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is indeed.
All righty, Rob. Thank you very much for keeping us updated on some of those exciting projects happening in Kimball Township. I'm Caleb Gordon, and I'm in for Paul Miller today. You're listening to WPHM.